I want to welcome everyone today for today's session. The title of our message today is The Way to Go is to Follow God's Voice. Now, why do we need to follow God's voice? It is so that we can hear Him and obey Him. It is so that we can hear Him and feel His impact in our life. It's so that we will know that truly is the Lord that has created us and that He is the one in charge and in care of us. Because to follow God's voice is the best and correct path in life. That means you can hear Him, you can listen to His beautiful voice, and then follow His lead. By you following God's voice, you will receive clear direction that you do not need to doubt. You will follow His guidance that you will not miss your way. You will experience wisdom that you know it is divine, comes from Him Almighty. And you will now find purpose in your life. Following God's voice leads you to a life of success. And then you begin to experience a deeper and closer relationship with Him. Now, to follow God's voice, you will need to spend quality time with God through prayer and reading the Bible. And that is the primary way that God speaks to us. That is the primary way that God helps us to recognize His voice. Let's listen to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. He says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. That the man of God, me and you, will be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. God speaks to us through the scriptures because all scriptures are divinely inspired by the writers, making their words God's own. It's God's word. The ultimate goal of scripture is to be of profitable use to make us the believer of Christ, fully equipped and complete for every good work God has assigned to us. The Bible is not a mere human book, but full of divine revelation, full of power to break through any kind of obstacle, true of words that can give you victory instantly, because they are all breathed out by God. Therefore, when the Bible speaks, God speaks. And when you speak the word of God, you speak life into your life. You speak light into every dark situation. You come alive. Scripture is not just informative, but intensely practical for living the Christian life every day. It makes life easy for us. Where do you think you would be if Satan was the one in control? You don't want to think about that. By receiving God's word, you possess everything you need to be faithful and fruitful in your walk with God. And then there are other ways God can speak to us. There are other ways we can hear God's voice. By receiving God's, you know, God, let me say this. God can speak to us through circumstances. He can speak to us through our dreams. Yes. Or through our intuition, which is a quiet inner knowing and prompting. This intuitive sense can be seen as God's still small voice. God's communication is often described as a quiet, you know, it's a gentleman, as a quiet inner prompting rather than an audible loud voice. 1 Kings chapter 19 verse 12 says, and after the earthquake quake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. Wow. God can also communicate with you as you hear his voice speaking to you inwardly. Psalm 51 verse 6 says, behold, thou desirest truth in the inward path, and in the hidden path thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Brethren, God speaks inwardly to us. He promised to teach wisdom in the deepest parts of the heart to those who are honest with him. God wants sincere eternal truth from his people and not just outward actions to please men around. Oh no, God desires for authenticity and sincerity in a person's heart and soul. It allows you too to hear his voice and prompting with clarity. God desires the truth in our innermost parts. That is referring to our internal honesty, not just performing rituals or outward obedience for people to see. Oh no, because it is in our inward parts where God can reveal what needs to be exposed for our cleansing and purification. If you want to hear God, or if you want to hear and follow God's voice, then you have to pray regularly, because it helps you to draw closer to God. As you do so, you become more familiar with God's voice. James chapter 4 verse 8 says, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Ah, God can speak to us too through the Holy Spirit, who teaches us all things. According to John chapter 14, verse 26. John chapter 14, verse 26 says, but the Comforter, which the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said to you. Everything Jesus has taught us, the Holy Spirit will bring them all to our remembrance, because he has made a promise to us, his followers, that he will not leave us alone, but we will receive the Holy Spirit as a guide. We will receive the Holy Spirit as a teacher. And also, the Holy Spirit will remind us of everything that Jesus has taught us in the Bible. These words were being taught to us while Jesus was present on this earth. The Holy Spirit's role is to reinforce everything that Christ has already taught us. It will bring you full remembrance of everything. But how can you know what God has taught you if you do not pray and get closer to him? Brethren, raise up your tune with God from today, so you can hear voice, that silent voice, always telling you things, reminding you things that you need to say, to do, and how to move, and break through all kinds of disappointments and barriers, how to change your life situation, how to turn it around to be a great person, that unique person that God has created you to be. God speaks to us through his word. As you read the scriptures, it helps you to recognize his voice and you know the truth. So nobody can deceive you any longer. John chapter 8 verse 47. John chapter 8 verse 47 says, he that is of God heareth God's words. He that is of God heareth God's voice. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Jesus was directly contrasting the divine origin of God's followers who are spiritually attuned to his truth, comparing it with that blindness of the Jewish leaders those days, along with those who are rejecting his message. Jesus is saying, simple, that true discipleship involves more than religious affiliation. It requires a spiritual acceptance of God's revealed truth that is given to us in the Bible. My dear, don't let nobody deceive you. Don't go to no man or woman to come and help you answer your prayer and a lie. It directly, God will do it if you speak to him. If you get closer to God, God is speaking to us. God speaks to all of us. You know, some of us are so busy, we are not paying attention. If you pay attention, get your time, spend time with him, you will hear him speaking to you. The voice is still and silent, but at the same time, powerful. Those who belong to Jesus hears what Jesus says, but those who do not hear him are not of God. God provides us with directions. He gives us wisdom and encouragement through his voice. Why? Because he wants to guide us through life challenges and also he wants to guide us through the choices we make every day. That is why we have to allow God to guide our steps regularly. According to Proverbs chapter 20, verse 24, it says, a person's steps are directed by the Lord. How then can anyone understand their own way? That is NIV version. I just read to you. A person's steps are directed by the Lord. How then can anyone understand their own way? You can never understand your own way. Never. You will always be making mistakes. But if you don't want to make any mistake, and you want to go through the righteous path of God, you have to follow the steps of the Lord. You have to hear his voice. You have to allow him to lead you and guide you. You have to have a close, intimate relationship with God to recognize and heed, so that you can recognize and heed to his voice. As you hear and follow God's voice, it means that you trust in his authority and you are obeying his commands. His voice could be revealed to you through the scriptures or through your inner conviction by the Holy Spirit. But by obeying God's voice, it will lead you to success and the fulfillment of his will in your life. I say again, God's voice can be perceived through prayer or the reading of the Bible or through your inner conviction. From now, learn to listen to his voice directing you, not your mind and not the wrong counsel you get out there. Sometimes through the counsel of faithful believers and even interpretations of life circumstances that align with biblical truth, God can speak to you. You can hear his voice because there is no guidance because people without guidance, they fall. Where there is no guidance, the people fall. So says Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14 says, where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Following God's voice about developing a spiritual awareness that recognizes God's guidance and then respond with faith and obedience. Brethren, don't follow your heart. Follow God's voice. Don't follow what your mind is telling you from now. Follow God's voice. If you want to live a life that is full of abundance, oh yes, full of peace, full of success, a life that is full of blessings, unimaginable blessings that you have never dreamt of. When you follow God's voice, you become so fruitful. For example, Prophet Ezekiel heard the voice of God calling him. He fell down, prostrate before the glory of God. Then God commanded him to stand, and the Holy Spirit entered him. Allow him to stand on his feet to hear God speak. We have to be alert to hear God speak, my brothers and my sisters. Let's listen to Ezekiel 2, verse 1 and 2. Ezekiel chapter 2, verses 1 and 2.
And he said unto me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me, and set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spake unto me. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Prophet Ezekiel, having fallen down on his face in awe and submission to God's glory, needed to be physically and spiritually raised to hear God's voice. The Spirit of God then entered him, allowing Ezekiel to hear God's words clearly. Then he described the voice of God as a powerful, awe-inspiring sound, like roaring, rushing waters. Prophet Ezekiel is describing to us what he saw in the vision. The sound of the cherubims, moving wings, the dazzling appearance of the throne, a man-like figure on the throne, and a rainbow symbolizing God's covenant and mercy amidst this overwhelming power of God. These descriptions are expressing to us that God is beyond human comprehension. Even when the angelic cherubim stood still, their wings were still lower than in reverence before God. Then in verse 28, Prophet Ezekiel falls on his face before this likeness of the glory of the Lord as he hears God's voice speaking to him. My dear brethren, I don't know what other voice you want to hear again after listening to this message today. There was a similar description of God's voice in the book of Revelation chapter 19 verse 6. Revelation chapter 19 verse 6 that says, "And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth." This is about a vast multitude in heaven worshiping and praising God with a powerful, unified voice like the sound of many waters and many thunderings, proclaiming, Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. This was a moment of triumphant worship to God. My dear brethren, there's no how or when you worship this God that you will not hear him speak. It's very hard. Learn to worship God more than ask for things. Learn to thank him more than demand and questioning him. Appreciate what he has done so far for you, and he will do more. After all, Solomon didn't ask for wealth before he got wealth. He only wanted wisdom to be able to govern his people, and he got more than he asked for. Many people in the Bible heard God's voice, but I will talk to you about the experience of young Samuel while he was at the temple living with the priest Eli. As a boy, Samuel heard God's voice calling him while he was sleeping at the temple. The Lord called on young Samuel, who had never had such experience before, who did not recognize initially that it was God speaking to him. He thought it was Eli. But after being instructed by Eli, the priest, Samuel finally responded with humility, saying, "Speak, Lord, I am your servant, and I am listening." Brethren, even the dead could not resist the voice of Jesus when he commanded Lazarus to come forth. John 11, verse 43 to 44. Let us all, as we are all muted in our individual locations, let us all come in this prayer. I feel the presence of God right now. You will say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
From today, let your voice raise to life everything considered dead in my life. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, from today, let your voice raise to life everything that is considered dead in my life in the name of Jesus. Everything, Heavenly Father, that is considered dead, weak, sick, less than being whole. Father, bring them all to life in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. As you enter into your prayer daily, take time to quiet your heart and listen to the voice of the Spirit. Because Jesus says, my sheep, they hear my voice and they follow me. In John chapter 10, verse 27. John chapter 10, verse 27 says, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. As followers of Jesus, we are referred to as his sheep. As his sheep, we hear his voice and we follow his lead. Just as a sheep knows their shepherd's voice from others, so do we Christians respond to Jesus' voice. Because of the intimate relationship we have with Jesus Christ, we are able to hear him and follow his words. As his follower, he knows our struggles, he knows our fears, he knows our concerns. He also knows our desire and our pain. The sheep, they never let go of their shepherd because they are completely dependent on them for food. They are dependent on them for water. They are dependent on them for shelter. And they are dependent on them for safety from harm. So it is with us. Don't you ever stray away or let go of Jesus. Don't let your worship time decrease for anything at all. Don't let your time of prayer fall down. Oh, don't you let that happen. Your priest said your prayer life should go from power to power, glory to glory, height to height, increase every day. Because following Jesus brings a promise of eternal life and security. Believers are safe. We are protected under Christ's care. It is exactly the same thing like sheep in a shepherd's care. Today, Jesus is inviting us to have a deeper, more personal relationship with him. The kind of relationship that is characterized by trust and faithful commitment. So if you do not recognize his voice yet, and you do not have an intimate relationship with him, if you are interested, here is an opportunity for you right now to give your life to Jesus and be saved, completely transformed to hear God's voice speak to you. Please repeat after me the prayer of salvation. Heavenly Father, I know that I've sinned against you. I repent of all my sins. Please forgive me. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, and he is alive. I invite Jesus to become the Lord of my life. Take absolute control of my life. And write my name in the Lamb Book of Life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I believe you've been blessed with this message. Join an amazing moment in God's presence by fellowshipping in his presence. There we'll learn and grow in God's words and prayer. It's a partnership with God's people and fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Follow the link below to join us every Sunday and bi-weekly Wednesdays on our audio platforms. You're welcome.